In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning, Memorial Day week, and so many things going on in the community. Today, I believe the banners are going up to recognize the fallen heroes of Crittenden County. You'll see those on Main Street. They are the large banners that depict the soldiers who have been lost in action. Those will, I think, be hung today, last I heard, certainly by the next day or two, and they will be up for a couple of weeks. I'll have an article in this week's paper about that. Also in the newspaper this week, I'll have a rundown of all the Memorial Weekend services going on, including out at Black Ford. And they have a very special guest speaker this year. It's Richard Colodi. We're going to hear from him in just a moment. But first, I want to give you a rundown on what you can expect if you show up out at Black Ford. They have a great program out there. Of all the Memorial Day weekend events I go to every year, this one is probably one of the best, no doubt. They always have a great speaker and a great program out there. Tammy Hetty will be singing the national anthem. Judge Executive Perry Newcomb will be leading part of the program. They will have taps that will be played at the end by the American Legion Post 217, and then Heath Martin, Brother Heath Martin, will do the benediction. Just some of the local folks who will be involved in that program. That's kind of a joint effort between Webster County and Crittenden County, and again, a great program. Starts at 10 a.m. out at the Black Ford Veterans Memorial. So Richard Colodi, I spent some time with him talking about some of his experiences, and again, have a story on him in this week's newspaper. It will fill in the gaps, but we're going to hear from him for just a moment. He is 100 years old, and he gets around great, and he is going to be the keynote speaker. So let's hear from this World War II veteran who has some great stories.
So I'm here with Richard Colodi, and he will be the featured speaker down at the Black Ford Memorial Day weekend event. Richard, tell us a little bit about what you intend on speaking about, and give me a little background on yourself.
Well, I don't know much unless he wants me to talk some about this. I was born, raised, and grew up down in Texas, and stuff like that, and how I got up to Dallas for high school and joined the Marines shortly after I graduated in May in 42. I was 17 and had to have my parents sign for me. And since then, I got married while I was in flight training down in Athens, Georgia, in pre-flight. She didn't want to live in Texas, so we lived in Madisonville for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. And I just got a job after I got out of the Marines at A&P, and spent over 36 years working for them all over the state. I've worked in Princeton, I've worked in Morganfield, I've worked in Madisonville, and different places, and then out in eastern Kentucky. I worked there for 4 years. That wound up working right down in front of the Capitol at Frankfort.
Now, when you were in the military, you had a pretty tough mission, didn't you?
I flew quite a few missions. I flew in a dive bomber, a Grumman TBM Avenger dive bomber. We dropped 400-500s or 2,000-pound bombs, and I got in from Guadalcanal. I got into the three major battles of the Solomon Islands in the 13 months I was over there. Mm-hmm. I participated in the three major battles of the Solomons.
I assume you will share some of those experiences while you
were
at the Black Forks.
That's usually what I talk about is some of the missions we went on and some of the things going on over there, you know. That's about all I can tell you other than just about my life. I don't have any other experiences that you might say unless you're going to know about grocery store.
Well, I'm sure everyone who will be making the trek out to the very rural area there where Black Ford is at and the memorial will enjoy hearing you speak and kind of give your, I guess, personal military testimony. So I know folks will be glad to hear
that. That's what very few people know nothing about is World War II in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of gets left out.
Your high school don't teach it, and you can ask 100 people, and two of them would not even know where the Solomon Islands are. And things like that, and that's about all I can talk about, that's all I know.
Yeah, well, I look forward to hearing you for one, and I'm sure everyone else will as well.
Again, that service will be at 10 a.m. at Black Ford Veterans Memorial. And there will be a Memorial Day event at the American Legion Post down in Berna. That will be on Memorial Day, 8 a.m. They will serve a breakfast and have a little service there. And then at Marion, at Maple View Cemetery, at 10 a.m. on Memorial Day, 1 week from today, there will be a service led by the Berna American Legion. And 11 a.m., Shady Grove will have their annual Memorial Day service with U.S. Marine Captain retired Barclay Hughes as the keynote speaker. And then Fredonia will have an event at 1 p.m. on Memorial Day at its Fredonia Valley Veterans Memorial. So a lot of things going on. And again, a lot of coverage in this week's newspaper. You'll want to grab that. Visited with the family of a Crittenden County man who was lost in Vietnam. He was actually the second casualty from Crittenden County. And you can hear about how sorrow visited his family twice in 1 week during that period in 1967 when his father learned of losing his son in Vietnam. So that, and then our Fallen Heroes feature that we run in the Crittenden Press each year will be in the paper this week. We have photographs of nearly every soldier that has been lost in wars since World War I. You'll want to grab a copy of the newspaper as we celebrate those folks and remember them for their sacrifice. And as most of you know, we have taken the Early Bird Shopper's Guide online. It is now in digital form only, no longer printing it. Just had to do that because of the expense of postage and delivery and printing. And quite frankly, we are getting more views digitally than we ever did in print. About 150,000 people over the first 2 weeks have viewed our content for the Early Bird online through emails. It's delivered in many forms across different platforms from Facebook, X, TikTok, and we have our own website now. So just wanted to tell you, some of the advertisers in the Early Bird, First Choice Construction and Handyman Service is one of them. Tyner's Chapel Church, you can find out how to send your contribution in to help pay for mowing there. You know, there's Marion Baptist Church, Vacation Bible School information, Hurricane Youth Camp is coming up, and there is a form to fill out to go send your child down to the youth camp. The Coondog Restaurant down in Fredonia, as well as Copper Top when you're in Fredonia, the two best places in town to eat. There's Stroke Awareness Month information sponsored by Glenn's Apothecary and Glenn's Prescription Center. You can get a heart scan at the Livingston Hospital for $75. That's a big cut off of what that typically costs. Great deal to give a belated Mother's Day gift to mom. Fredonia Valley is having a historical marker dedication that will also be on Memorial Day at 2 p.m. That information is in your early bird. Another cemetery, Love Cemetery Association, announces its annual meeting, which will be 2 p.m. That's already happened. That was over the past weekend. This is last week's early bird I'm telling you about. And also Dykesburg Fish Fry was Sunday yesterday. I'm not sure exactly how that went. Great place to go down and enjoy some fish on the Cumberland River. And Liberty Fuels is now hiring Class B CDL drivers. So if you're interested in any of that, as well as Terry Croft has some information on installing water lines, sewer lines, septic tank systems, and pumping out septic tanks. They also manufacture concrete septic tanks, water and feeder troughs, and much more. And storm shelters, you know, with all these storms that we are enduring, the way these weather patterns have been lately, Terry Croft installs concrete storm shelters. So check that out. All of it's in your early bird. And we have one area obituary to tell you about this morning. Sandra Lucille Martin, 76, of Marion, passed away at her home last Thursday on May 15th. She was a lifelong caregiver, having worked at Crittenden Health and Rehab. She was also a member of Seven Springs Baptist Church and the Order of Eastern Star. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements, and services will be today at 1 p.m. at the funeral home. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the Rocket baseball team season came to an end yesterday over in Eddyville in the 5th District Tournament, where they lost 6-0 to Trigg County. The Wildcats scored 5 of their 6 runs in the third inning, and Crittenden County actually out-hit Trigg, had 6 hits, and the Wildcats had 5. Pretty good pitching performance for the Rockets from Chase Conyer, the starter, and Aza McCord, who came on in relief in the third inning. But the Rockets left a number of runners on base and couldn't get anything going to get some runs plated during the game. Quinn Summers had 2 hits for Crittenden County. Chase Conyer had a hit. Jake Rich had a hit. Aza McCord had an infield single. And Davis Perriman had the other hit for Crittenden County. And that ends the Rockets baseball season at 10 wins and 17 losses. In the other 5th District tournament game yesterday over at Edible, Livingston County lost 11-1 to Lyon County. The championship is scheduled for this afternoon over at Edible, and also the 5th District softball tournament begins tonight, also in Eddyville, as Lady Rockets, who are 10-16 on the season, will play 22-5 Livingston Central in the opening game at 5:30 p.m., and Lyon County will take on Trigg in the nightcap in that semifinal. The championship game is scheduled for tomorrow night. And both teams that make it to the championship round will advance to the regional tournament, which will be played at Webster County. And that's a wrap on news and sports today. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.